A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Nun Vav, Ksubas 56a, pagination is 111. We're going to start from the previous page, though. Nun Dalid Amud Beis, 54b, pagination 108, where we have the second part of the Mishnah, which our Gemara will be referring to. So let's take a look at this Mishnah on the previous staff. The second half of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im rotza kosev lebesula shtar shel masayim, if a person wants, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he can write the proper ksuba for the wife, the woman that he's marrying, vihi koseves, and she can write back, his kabalti, I received part of it already. What is he trying to do? So the first part of the Mishnah was describing a person who is looking to give more than the requisite kesuba money to his wife, and he was writing extra money, and we said, Yosef, he's allowed to add. This part of the Mishnah is talking about a person who wants to give less than the requisite ksuba money, the amount legislated by the sages. And it's self-understood that he can't in the ksuba write a different amount than the legislation. Not allowed to do that. But what he wants to do is write the proper amount and then get a receipt or a statement from her that says that she already received half of the payment, even though she didn't. And in that way, he'll end up, matter of fact, giving her or offering her less than the requisite ksuba amount. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that you're allowed to do that. The Mishnah concludes, however, with the way we rule. Rabbi Meir says, Kalapoches lebsula mimasayim, anybody who gives less than the requisite amount, harezu be'ilas zanus, it's considered an immoral relationship. It's not an erva to the point of eshes ish or nida or something like that, but it's an improper relationship. It's getting married without the proper ksuba. So even though he has an interesting workaround, it doesn't work. Because bottom line, she is under the impression that she's not going to get the full ksuba money that's allotted to her. If the deal works, so she's correct, she's not getting the proper amount, and that's not acceptable. But even if they do a workaround that she just thinks she's not going to get, even if it weren't to work, it also would not be acceptable because the woman in her marriage has to rest assured that she would get the proper ksuba money if she was divorced or upon her husband's passing. So again, we have a machlokas here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you can't alter the amount of the ksuba, period. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't alter it in the original statement, but if you want to work around the ksuba money by having her write as if she received it, a mechila of sorts, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds you would write a receipt and that would be acceptable. Let's move on to today's daf, Nun Vav Amud Beis 56a, pagination 111, counting down into the wide lines, about 10 lines. At the end of a line are two dots, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Imratza Kosev Libesula, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to write in the original document one way, and then get a receipt to diminish it. Asks the Gemara, V'sava Rabbi Yehuda de Kosvin Shovar, really? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you're allowed to write a receipt as a means of keeping track of how much money is owed? V'atna'an, we learned, Misha para miktas chovo, if a person pays up part of his debt. So now we have a confusing situation. There's a document that says, for example, that he owes $1,000. He just paid up $200. So the document's no longer true. He only owes $800. What do you do now? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlif, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to exchange the original document. You have to purposely write a new document that says the correct amount, because we don't want somebody walking around with a document that says an untruth, that he's owed $1,000. He's no longer owed $1,000. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, you have a much simpler solution, yichtav lo shover. You just write a receipt on the $200 that he paid. Why does Rabbi Yehuda reject the receipt concept and require you to write an entirely new document? The reason is because we're worried, if you work with receipts, that the person with the receipt might lose the paper. And the fact that a document still exists claiming $1,000 puts him at a disadvantage, puts him in a bad position, risks an untruth. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to write a new document, which is a question over here, because it sounds like he owed the full ksuba money, she was mochel part of it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're allowed to do such things, fine, that's what he holds. He holds you're allowed to do such things. But what's the mechanism by doing it? Issuing a receipt, Rabbi Yehuda always held, was not a reliable method of maintaining accuracy, because the receipt might be lost. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, Kisha shovrosa mitocha. What's going on over here is they actually write the receipt into the ksuba, into the original document. It'll therefore say, my obligation as a husband is like Chazal said, and it'll list the amount of takanas Chazal, the proper amount of the legislation of ksuba. And then the document will continue by describing how he already paid up half of it in advance of the marriage. He's going to pay up half according to the document, and therefore there's no fear that the receipt will be lost. The receipt is part of the document. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's approach. Abaye Yomar, Abaye says, no, we're dealing with a receipt, a freestanding receipt. It's not part of the document. Nevertheless, there's a major distinction. Bishlam ahasam, I understand over there Rabbi Yehuda's concern. Vadai par'e, he really paid. He paid the 200 in our example. Dilma mirchas tivra, maybe the receipt will be ruined. It'll be lost. Umapik le lishtara, and the other person will take out this IOU and claim the entire 1,000. Vahada gavi zimna acharino, and is going to be collecting the paid amount a second time. Hacha, but over here, vada yohivla, did he really give her anything? He didn't really give her anything that we should be so worried if he loses the receipt. Milsa ba'alma hida amrale. It's words that are being exchanged. She's being mochel. She's forgiving. She's being lenient on him. Inatre natre. If he guards it properly, it'll be guarded and it'll protect him. He'll be able to achieve the gift that she gave him. Ilo natre. And if he doesn't guard it, iuhu da afser anafshe. He ruined it for himself. We're not so worried. In other words, she's offering him a gift. If he guards it, he'll get the gift. If he doesn't, it's off. But in the other case, there's actually a miscarriage of justice involved here if the person misplaces the document. He truly paid, and Bezdin is going to extort that money a second time if he misplaces his document. That's a miscarriage of justice, and Rabbi Yehuda says we should rewrite the document according to the new and current amount. Again, keep in mind, number one, we don't paskin like this Rabbi Yehuda that requires yachlif. We do have situations where we will write a receipt, described in Choshen Mishpat Nun Dalid Sif Aleph. Also, regarding the case of the Mishnah, we do not hold that a person can revise the amount of the ksuba. On the contrary, even if she's under the erroneous impression that the ksuba amount has been revised, even then we have a problem, as described in Evan Ezer Samach Vav Tes, Be'ilaso Be'ilasnus. He's dealing with an improper relationship with her. Kevan she sivura she'ein la lo samcha daita. Simply because she thinks she's not going to get. She's not in the proper frame of mind of a legitimate marriage. Yashe Koach, thank you for joining.